Next month, gagandahan natin ito. We'll do a better version of this. For the meantime, enjoy your sweldo. Enjoy your November. Kasi last day na po ngayon ng No Not November.
Oh my God.
It's been a long time and people have lost the challenge. People took the challenge and then lost.
To all the brave men out there who are finally on their last day, good job. We salute you. Good job.
Hello.
Keepsakes. An emotional video for love song.
Faith cosplay summit.
Yeah, those major events, it won't die. It will just send you concept.
He did it 100%. He's no longer named.
This is Keepsakes, the podcast. I'm Jay Ogonoy.
This is episode 60 of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Jay Ogonoy with Keepsakes right here at Dungeon Akiba in Mandaluyong. At the end of November 2019, it's been a long time since I've been here sa Dungeon Akiba. And I have with me, si Scar.
What's up? It's Scarfade, your boy. Shout out to all my Zamboanga friends. You guys are doing well.
So can you do it in your language? Can you greet them in your language now?
I'm a full English speaker.
Oh, good. All right. Okay. So that's a positive, actually, because we're going on a full English podcast. Maybe we can do a show and tell about things, some cosplay, some Zamboanga. It's been so long since you've been here, right?
It's been a long time. Yeah, I've been here for 1 year already. But I'm gonna move back to my hometown soon. In 15 days.
15 days.
Yeah. I'm really homesick. It's like different when you're not around your family. You're not around your very close friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Company really matters.
Yes. So yeah, glad to have you here. Before you go back to your hometown, since we're talking about cosplay, Scar is cosplay as a cosplayer. So, any notable cosplays you have?
Notable cosplays.
Notable. I mean.
Notable. I have a couple posted on my. On my Facebook profile, if you wanna check them out, you can stop me. That's Scarfade. Yeah.
We just had a window capture device here.
Man.
Yep. Okay. And we just had a video capture.
So that explains the two monitor. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I.
So yeah, we're actually using OBS here, and again, we're live at Dungeon Akiba.
And I have to admit, this is a very nice internet cafe. It's, if I was like an anime fanatic and I walked in here for the first time, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'd go here every day.
Sige, let's check lang ah.
Sure.
Burn.
Capture cursor, multi-adapter compatibility. It's not this. What is happening? Cool but weird. Lipin natin ito dito. May pa rin. Ayan. Okay, what about with that? So, ulit tayo. Yeah, we're going to.
Okay.
Retakes usually happen.
Okay. Even on live. Okay. So if there's a retake, do you like restart the live or?
No, retake lang tayo.
Okay.
Right. So again, take 2 and 5, 4, 3, 2. This is the 60th episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Jay Agoni with Keepsakes right here at Dungeon Akiba. And I have with me Scar from Zamboanga. Hi.
What's up? Shout out to all my friends there from Zamboanga. Hope you guys are doing well. Can't wait to see you.
Right, he'll be going back to Zamboanga soon, but for now, it's still in Manila. And we're going to talk about cosplay in around 30 minutes to an hour. So, before everything else, meron tayong mga recap ng events. So, we have like the cosplay week here in Manila, which is the combination of Ozine Fest Winter Special.
Winter special.
Yeah, winter special. They have winter special. Iba na concept ngayon. Kasi dati ang tawag nila is anime figure special. So, Ozin Fest winter special is annual events na ginaganap parate sa Mega Trade Halls as a Mega Mall. And this time, it will be held on the weekend of December 26-27. So, that's a casual, one of the casual events talaga na pupuntahan mo. And we also have, I can't wait to see this, Cosplay Matsuri, December 26. Alright, December 28. So 26-27 to 28-29-30. 5 days ng cosplay yan. This Cosplay Matsuri naman is at SMX Convention Center Manila.
That is a lot of days.
A lot of days, that's 3 days.
And that's right after Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like the day right after Christmas. Do you think a lot of people will go, given that it's right after Christmas?
Depends. If they have free time, they would be going there. So, yeah. Again, 26-27, Ozin Fest Winter Special, SMX, SM Mega Trade Hall, Mega Mall. And then 28-29-30, Cosplay Matsuri, SMX Convention Center Manila. And then 31, you can spend your year's Eve day staying with your family at home, staying safe, and avoiding the dangerous fireworks kasi they will do it for you. They will fire it for you. So don't worry about that. So that's Cosplay Week. And aside from that, we have ongoing as of this recording, the Hobby Exposure Convention at Baguio City, November 30, 2019. So yeah, nagaganap na yun ngayon. In Cebu, we have RayCon, all about board games, and TopicCon, all about toys, December 21 and 22, both at Ayala. Ayala Malls, IIT Park Cebu. I believe that the name of the mall is Ayala Malls Center Block. Yeah, sa Cebu. So yeah, thanks to our Cebu partner, Gary Montejo. Also, may papa-add siya, December 14, Christmas Matsuri at Family Park Cebu with the Cebu Cosplayers Guild. And yes, speaking of CCG, Griffith Salomon of CCG invited me to join Bonodori this June 2020 sa SMC Science City Cebu's outdoor event. And may napindot ako. Basically, may napindot ako. I'm actually going there. So yeah. Okay, so enough with the event that chit-chat. We'll go back to our other events later on. We'll move on to our friend here, Scar from Zamboanga. So how long have you been cosplay?
I've been cosplaying for around 4 years. Three years in Zamboanga. And I came here for 1 year and I started attending a couple of conventions.
Oh, nice. So how was cosplaying in Zamboanga, by the way?
Cosplaying in Zamboanga? Well, back then, there were not a lot of conventions there compared to here. Back in Zamboanga, we would only have like around one convention a year at most. And sometimes if we were lucky, there were like two conventions. So like, there were like, the cosplay community there was pretty good. Yeah, we have a lot of very good cosplayers who are very talented. However, you know, the lack of cons, we don't have that much of a platform to show off our amazing costumes, you know, because of the lack of cons.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to say that right now, the number of conventions in Zamboanga have started to like rise up thanks to some people in the community who started managing more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give a shout out to Kuya Andro and Ate Bea and everybody from RHS. Thank you very much for your efforts in bringing the cosplay community back. You did a great job.
Right. So speaking of cosplay community, let's have a backlog. No? Kasi I talked with C, Kulan, who is part of, I believe she's part of the team who organized the, on the AMBAC side, World Cosplay Summit Zamboanga. You can check the story on the blog, jerrygohay.xyz, and then I'll put it on the show notes. So it's basically a Q&A session on how they manage the WCS qualifiers sa Zamboanga. Kung saan napili nga si ano?
Okay.
Kung saan napili yung 2018 ba yon? Symphony of Swords.
Ah, alright.
Kasi ngayon 2019. 2017 kasi 2018 is in Davao yung finals and team the team Sekai. Tapos ngayon 2019 si ano na team Class S na Cebu. So yun. So yeah, moving back, if that's how cosplay in Cebu, cosplay in Zamboanga rather, sorry. I believe they're going to hold a cosplay ball.
Yes, that's true, actually.
Yeah, na-mention mo RHS, diba? I think they're the organizers. I was like, okay. Hindi ako makakapunta. Man, it's no budget.
If ever you stop by Zamboanga, give me a chat.
G.
I mean, give me a call. This means call pala.
G. G. Ayun. So, yeah. More on that. Siguro, let's talk about you as a cosplayer. So, again, you've been cosplaying for so long. You've experienced some Buanga cosplay. And thank you for sharing that to us. And, yeah, what are the challenges that you're facing during that? As one of the participants there.
Challenges
as
a cosplayer.
Yeah.
As a cosplayer.
Well, that's actually a really good question. I'd say like the number one is kind of I wouldn't go as far to say discrimination, but maybe like when people who've never heard of cosplay see for the first time, they kind of like
major turn off sila.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like they think that you're some kind of clown or something. Like,
yeah.
Like, look at this dude. What is he doing there? And just like, make fun of you and stuff like that. Mm. Yeah, that's one of the challenges. It's like, when you're a cosplayer, you attract a lot of great attention, but at the same time, you're susceptible to attention that you don't want. You're like under the spotlight, and there are some people out there that are a bit disrespectful and don't understand. So you gotta learn how to ignore it, and you know, be okay with it despite the pressure that you're being. And I'm sure this is one that everybody can relate to, every cosplayer can relate to. Budget.
How much is the usual cosplay costume in Zamboanga? An average. If you can give an estimate.
Let's see. If you're going for like a simple outfit, maybe it was like just a one-piece thing. You know, with no weapon.
No weapons. Pure cloth.
Yeah, let's say pure cloth. I'd give it around like less than 1,000, like maybe like 600 to 800 is good enough. But that's just for the cloth, right? I'm not including the wig and the contacts as a separate thing. But if you include that, then maybe you need around like 1,500
for a costume.
Yeah.
And nowadays ito sa Manila is siguro mga 2,000 to 2,500. 3,000 to 3,000.
What kind of costume are we talking about? Are we talking about like
the basics?
Basic like wig, contacts,
yeah,
and the cloth.
Although I cannot give a proper estimate.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's it really depends on the costume. It's like a case-to-case basis. Some costumes are really things more complicated than others.
Yeah.
So yeah, the price kind of depends.
Ayan. So those are the two challenges. So far naman eh, from your perspective, gaano kalaki ang ngayon ang hospital sa Zamboanga?
All right, well, just to give a bit of context, by the time I joined cosplay in Zamboanga around 4 years ago, it was really booming. There were like they had like several organizations, you know, and I joined one of them. And they even have like this initiation thing that you have to do to join. You gotta meet up, get to know everybody, then you text. Tapos gusto pa yung ano
text clan,
yung GM.
Yeah,
remember that?
GM group messages.
Yeah. You would give your anime name, your cosplay name, and then you'd give your cell phone number, and then you'd be connected to like everybody in every cosplayer in the city, and you'd receive like GMs from, you know, all kinds of cosplayers. And it was a good
it was great.
Then after like I stayed, I was in the cosplay community. As I continued to stay, something happened which I would like to call adulting, because a lot of the veteran cosplayers were like graduates already, you know, and it came to a time where they had to go find work. So a lot of the leaders, you know, left Zamboanga and went to Manila or pursued a career, and they didn't have time anymore to cosplay and manage. So because of that, the amount of conventions was like kind of going low. And then it went to a point where there were no cons at all. Like it's like the cosplayers were starting to die because there were not that many conventions anymore, so you couldn't really, you know, express your cosplay. You didn't have an event to go to, right? But thankfully, there was a card shop, a hobby shop rather. The cosplayers there were able to hold their own convention, you know, and it's doing really well. Like they managed to have successful cons that connected more people of the community and get because I haven't been to Zamboanga in a year, and when I check like our group chat, there are like many faces there that I haven't seen.
Maraming unfamiliar.
New blood.
I think I can relate to that kasi 2010 ako I've been here since 2009.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by here? You mean here in Dungeon of Kiba, podcast?
No, I mean, I've been here in the community, cosplay community for isang dekada na. That was nice. Nice one. So, I can deeply relate to that. So, let's talk about you. Since we talk about you, and then we talk about the cosplay community in Zamboanga, from your perspective, and then let's talk about you again. Back to you. Cosplays. Ano bang, sino bang mga kinosplay mo?
Oh my God. Let's see. You know, that's a funny thing, because there comes a time when you cosplay for the first time, you're like really, really proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like when you cosplay for like several years, and then you look back and you look at your like early cosplays, you kind of feel like, oh my God, I thought this was good at some point. Oh my God.
Mm-mm. It's only natural.
Like you know those kids back then who go through an emo phase.
Yeah,
they're really cool, and then when they grow up and then look back at their pictures, they're like, oh my God, is that me?
We all can relate.
So back then, my main what's the word for that? Genre? My main niche of characters would be traps.
Or right.
feminine type. Because I was good at pulling off. I realized I could pull off the girl look in cosplay. That was something I was working for that. So
the one thing they call cross dressing.
Cross playing. I was a cross player. Pretty good amount of time.
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
I see a familiar face. That's Felix.
Yep, that's Felix.
Felix, and you're holding a hands in of someone I'm familiar, very familiar with. So yeah.
Not my proudest work.
It ain't that much, but it's honest work. So aside from these, kasi tinitingnan natin yung profile star at this moment as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Pinaka gusto mong cosplay sa lahat ng cosplay.
Let's see.
Martin, ikaw na mag-def.
I'd have to say that would be my latest
one.
Have you watched Dororo?
No.
It's a pretty cool samurai anime. So I watched it. I liked the anime. So I want to cosplay this main guy.
Mm.
So I got a sewing machine and I sewed my very first outfit.
Mm-hmm.
which was a simple kimono.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out like pretty well. I was really proud of it because it looks good, like, and it's like a different feeling when you buy a costume
and then you make
your costume. Yeah, when you make one yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then wear it, you're like, oh man, this is awesome. I made this and I'm wearing it right now in this costume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yung parang, ano ba yun, unang sabak mo yun sa paggamit ng makina?
Yeah, the very first time. I was a complete
noob.
I did not know anything at all about sewing. So I got a sewing machine. I did some research. I watched on YouTube videos. Then, before I started on the actual costume, I bought very cheap fabric. So then I would try to test the pattern. Like, I made a pattern for a kimono. Then I tested it out by cheap fabric.
Nice.
And it was really horrible. On my first time, it was really bad.
Mm.
It was really bad. But you learn from your mistakes. On my third try, it turned out not to be like the one you're seeing right now. There were some mistakes, but it still looks very presentable, and you can't like really see the mistakes unless you like look very close.
Mm.
So overall, I'm pretty proud of it.
Alright, okay. So since we've talked a lot about you, your cosplay, the community, let's take a break muna and let's give props to our friends at Dungeon Akiba. So, we have here our partners from Dungeon Akiba.
Kaya
as much as I'd like to fall in love, feeling ko hindi pa ngayon. I'm still enjoying my career. I'm still enjoying my work. Enjoying pa ba? medyo ano, of course. Pero yun nga, so let's move on. Do you have any activities here sa dungeon?
Yeah. I just want to plug in. No. Yung mga price namin for the rent is, that is 30 pesos for normal customers. Then right now it's 25 pesos na lang, so less than 5 pesos. And then the members naman, 20 pesos na lang. And then, as usual, ipapalapo na namin ulit anytime soon.
The actual headphones.
Kaya yung mga gusto mo magpa-member, 150 pesos only, membership dito, and then kapag magpapa-member ka ng, if ever you vivid feeling ka, per head yun, may 1 hour free ka, so kapag na ka sa Puba, and then we have a card, exclusive part
pag
naman yung mga members, magbe-birthday, you have a 6 hours free dito sa people's screen namin and the big screen. Itong dalawang to. If ever naman, may pinag-salapoy promo din kami for Christmas, mapapalalo
rin yun.
Grocery or money. And then, ito nga, meron nga pala kami yung upcoming naming event, tournament. League of Legends again, guys. 6,000 lang pot price namin. This is December 21. And, sorry, wala po kasi. I think, ilapit mo lang kasi wala yung...
Zig!
League of Legends, 6,000 lang pot price. And then, 5,000 yung sa malalalo. And, sige, babasahin
ko lang.
And then yung champion is 5,000 pesos, and then the consolation price is 1,000. And then 1,000 pesos is for firstly, second price, and then consolation price is dadyan na kayo pa items. Yeah, and then, yung time promo namin pala, we have a 6, dati yung 5 hours na, yung 100 pesos namin is 5 hours, ngayon 6 hours na. And then yung 4 hours namin na, 3 hours namin na 70 pesos, 4 hours na ngayon. And then 3 hours na 50 pesos ito. Pakita mo na lang ito. Para ba?
Ayan, okay. So that's a night promo natin. Oh, so when you go here sa Dungeon Akiba by night, you stay at Dungeon Akiba. This is what you get. This is what you can avail for 100 pesos. So again, 10 to 4.
10 to 4 p.m. 6 p.m. to 4 a.m.
10 p.m. to 4 a.m. So that's tama, no? If you start your 6 hours promo at 10 p.m., hindi hanggang matusawa na yun, 10 to 4 a.m., that's very applicable sa mga activities na ganito, yung mga live streams, mga midnight streams. Especially, we're using the triple screen IP. Which is, ito yung gusto kong screen dito sa dungeon. And this is where we do our recording right at this moment. So, you go here sa Dungeon Akiba, the landmark is at the Mandaluyong City Hall. Mercury Cloud, and yes, anything else?
Yung Wi-Fi namin pala. Yung mga gustong tumakay lang, nag-integrate, may Wi-Fi hotspot kami. 10 pesos for 1 hour, 3 hours for 25 pesos, and 6 hours for 40 pesos.
Keepsakes.
Please support Emerson Lacson, YouTube channel ko. So, bago pa lang pala.
Ayan. So again, Emerson Lacson from Dungeon Akiba and is plugging his own YouTube channel. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much for opening, ano. Kasi pihira lang tayo nag-open ko sa pag-ibig. At ako eh, natatakot pa akong umibig. Ikaw tao sa umibig. Naging heavy, no?
That's a very deep topic.
Kasi lahat tayo dito eh, lahat tayo may concerns sa opinion natin. But we have a support group naman eh.
A support group? Well,
we can have a support group na kung saan lalabas mo yung mga concerns.
So like, something that's kind of therapeutic.
Therapy time.
Yeah, therapy time.
Do you watch TV 504? Okay, watch TV 504. Learn bass.
Bass.
Yeah. So, moving back to our topic, since yung mga tanong was about cosplay, and I think I've exhausted my cosplay questions, let's go to anime. Watch anime.
Oh my gosh. I have been watching a lot of Netflix anime right now. The last two series I watched were Netflix originals.
Okay, Netflix originals. Which are?
Kengan Ashura and Devilman Crybaby.
Devilman Crybaby, I haven't watched it, pero I think I am loving the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is really amazing. Oh my gosh. It's like, there are like some popular anime out there, you know, that have a good story, but they don't have like a soundtrack that really sticks to your head.
Mm.
Devilman has the kind of soundtrack that makes an emotional moment even sadder. Like while you're watching like a moment, and you want to cry, and then the music starts playing, it makes you wanna cry out even more. Yeah, it's really something else. And the story, the animation. Just don't watch it when your family's around. I'm gonna give to anyone there who wants to watch Devilman Crybaby. Do not watch it in your sala, in your living room. Watch it by yourself as much as possible. Because it's surprisingly sexual.
Yeah, I believe so. So, Devilman Crybaby. Aside from those series, have you watched Violet Evergarden?
Shadow Lights.
Sige. Show nung sila natin later. Ayan, so yeah, moving back. Violet Evergarden.
I've watched like, I think half the series. But I never finished it.
You go finish it. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Kyoto Animation, yeah, number one. Number two, it's a compelling story about. Alam mo yun, I want to put this into a song.
Okay.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, yeah, because her main conflict there is she's trying to understand what love really means, right? Because she.
I wanna know what love is. I want you to show me. Yan, nanggugoyo lang ako. Sige. Alright, any other Netflix anime you've watched?
Baki. Do you know Baki?
I've watched Baki, the old one.
Have you watched the new one?
Not yet.
Okay, so we're actually in the exact opposite position right now. I've only watched the new one, I never watched the old one. Well, you watched the old one, but never watched the new one. I have one question about Pablo that I noticed. How did he kind of changed his face in the middle of the series? Like I watched him in like the first season, I saw his face. He looks really different. And like in like the second season, I believe he looks, it's like his face changed. It's like he got plastic surgery or something. Can you explain that? I want to know.
Okay, if we're going to explore the production perspective or narrative perspective, depende sa call ng director, ng art director, ng kung hindi yung author mismo ng page or gumawa of the manga series, it can be the director, it can be the art director. So, it can go many ways, actually.
Okay.
Depende kung ano, especially if your anime is made using outsourced material. Or, yeah, kung hindi in-house yung material, basically. Those things happen, and it's, kumbaga, in as far as I watching anime is concerned, yan naman yung mga bagay niyan, normal na yan sa akin.
Okay.
Yung cabbage, especially the cabbage, you know,
The cabbage, I don't know what that is.
Okay. People judge the quality of an animation on how they draw their cabbages.
Okay. Wait, how they draw their cabbages?
Cabbage.
Okay, you know what? I think I've seen that before.
You've seen that here. So
I feel like, yeah, it's an old meme, right? I feel like I've seen that before. Yeah.
Classy old meme. Anyway, so yeah. So far, yun. Perception naman. Well, some people judge it like that. Some people like don't really mind the art, the storyboard. Yeah, they just mind the story. Is it compelling enough for me to stay, or should I let go? Hugot.
Is it worth changing the art, or should we keep it that way?
Or is it worth it to still watch the same episode together? Kasi depende yan, especially people are very iffy about 3D graphics. And then,
CGI.
CGI. But there's good CGI, yeah?
Yes, Kengan Ashura, that's one, I can name it. Like, when I first saw the trailer, the first thing in my mind was like, oh my god, is this CGI Baki? Is this some kind of ripoff? And then my friend like told me to watch it because it was really good. Shout out to Vic, thank you for telling me to watch that. So I watched it and I got really hooked up. The story is really something else, it's really good. And despite the CGI, it's still a very good experience. It's entertaining as hell. Unlike Berserk.
Hey, how about Hoseki no Kuni?
Hoseki is that the one with the diamond girls?
The gems.
Yeah, I got a friend who's really into that, but it's not really my cup of tea.
You're not your cup of tea. Kasi medyo naging surreal siya on the latter parts. This I haven't watched yet in full. So, yeah. Any other anime series na gusto mo i-mention?
Okay, you know what? I'd like to ask you something. Can you name one anime series that changed your life?
My Hime.
What's that?
My Hime.
I haven't heard
of it. My Hime is a story of 12 ladies who were forced into this maiden war. And it changed my perception.
My Hime.
Yeah, My Hime. Or My Hime.
Hime is princess, I believe.
Yeah, so the 12 maidens. So it's more of 12 maidens talaga. This was produced in 2004. This ran in 2004. Up to a year, and then nagkaroon siya ng sequel, which is My Otome. Otome is parang Mecha Musume naman na spin-off in the future. So basically, the plot here is ordinary high school girl receives the power of something. So all of a sudden, then they can control creatures. And then kung sino man matalo sa kanila, it's not that their loss. It's their loss is yung they will lose their loved ones.
Whoa. Yeah. This became dark all of a sudden.
Yes.
So
it's not the Maui Shonen series.
So it's like Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon.
But if I lose the Pokemon battle, my mom could die or something like that.
Someone very close to you. Yeah, so that's basically the plot. I spoiled it.
Okay.
So yeah, we have three main characters here. Si Mai, Mai Topeha, and then si Natsuki Koga, and then Minagi, Mikoto Minagi.
Okay.
So yeah, 26 episodes and then 26 DVD only shorts. 26 episodes, yeah. This changed my life, number one, because they have a ship there. I won't spoil you, you have to watch the whole series.
Okay. Is it a straight ship or a lesbian ship? Because I'm not seeing the latter.
Pero wala yung katambal dyan. Yeah, it's a good series. It aired on 5.
And how did it change your life exactly? What did it change
that it was, I watched anime before, yung mga childish anime. For example, the Japanese adaptation of Powerpuff Girls. There's a Japanese adaptation of Powerpuff Girls. It's canon.
Okay, that's not Powerpuff Girls Z, right?
That is Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, that is Powerpuff Girls.
That is Z, the Zeto.
Okay.
They call it Z or Zeto.
I watched that.
You watched that on TV, right?
Yeah, and they had weapons this time.
They had weapons at that time. That's the Mahou Shoujo counterpart of Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for that for that mashup to happen, but it won't happen because it's been so long.
I think I was like elementary when that came out?
Yeah.
Years ago, I think more than a decade already.
And what? And I still remember Powerpuff Girls Z because the voice actor for the counterpart of Blossom Dawn is the voice actress for Cube. Yeah, the Cube, Madoka Magica.
Oh, okay.
Diba? Get na?
I've heard of that.
You gotta watch Madoka Magica, although
I've never been really into, like, we have like the opposite things when it comes to anime.
I'm into Mahou Shoujo,
yeah,
and Rebecca Mosume and
Yuri.
And Slice of Life. So what are your genres?
I'm more into the more adult and violent kind of anime. Like Attack on Titan, Devilman, Kengan Ashura,
Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Okay. This is gonna be a bit controversial, but I tried watching it. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know, like it just doesn't speak to me on a personal level, you know. Like I can say it's good. I've seen clips of like the battles and like the animation. Like when what's his name? Tanjiro?
Yeah, Tanjiro.
Yeah, he swings his sword and then there's those water effects. That's really beautiful. I gotta give props to the animation studio for that. That's really beautiful. But I don't know, for me it's just not my thing. I like to watch anime that's more unpredictable and thrilling. Like when I watched Devilman, I had absolutely no idea who was gonna win. I had no idea who was gonna win. I had no idea what was gonna happen. And the ending, it really made me rethink my life. You know? That was the least thing I ever expected. Well, in Shonen, when I watch Shonen, I always know that the hero's gonna win. And it kind of like gets the thrill out of me. It's just not trying to say that Shonen's bad, but it's just that I'm more into anime with a bit more predictability. And I feel more thrilled. Like in Attack on Titan, are you updated on the manga?
Not yet. I stopped watching the series altogether because it's too long.
Yeah.
I can maintain myself watching long anime. I have short attention spans.
That's true. But really, really light spoiler, what I can say is people are not sure what's gonna happen. Like, we're already on the ending part of that manga. And I've read like the latest chapter. Honestly, I don't know if it's gonna end in a good ending or a bad ending. And for me, that gives me thrill because that makes me think, oh my god, what the hell's gonna happen, right? Oh my god, I gotta finish this anime.
Obviously. Yeah. Mm. Alright, okay.
Are you
seeing a render? Maybe you want to ask me questions.
Okay. So, About going back to Madoka, that's actually one Maho Shoujo anime that I would definitely want to watch in the future, because if I'm not mistaken, it takes magical girls and horror and blends them together, right? If I'm not mistaken.
It's more of a thriller than horror, eh?
Thriller. Thriller.
The moment na you get attached to a certain character.
Yeah.
There's this thing called character attachment. Emotional attachment.
Yep. I can relate to that. Yep.
And it's painful to see yung mga pangyari. Yep, I still watch it because I still have hope.
Does it get to the point that people die? Does it get to that point?
When they are killed.
They get killed.
When they get killed. People die when they are killed.
I know that meme. What anime is that?
Fate.
Oh, that's Fate. Okay.
The Fate.
I can, yeah, it's kind of the same too in Attack on Titan. Did you finish season 2?
I stopped season 1 midway.
You stopped season 1? Oh,
well, it's not my cup of
it's
tea,
not
man.
Cup of tea.
It's not
okay,
my cup of tea,
understand.
Man.
I can understand. Not every mainstream anime is everyone's genre.
Yeah.
But you finished Kimetsu no Yaiba.
No. I haven't watched Kimetsu no Yaiba. You see, guys, I watch a lot of anime right at the moment. One of which is I forgot the name of the series.
Okay.
It's called Slice of Life. Eh.
Okay.
Yeah, we can easily look at any chart for that. It's in my
phone.
And so it's called 2019 anime season. Mga pinagda-download to. Yes, I download stuff. Ito, mga pinapanood ko sa Muse Asia. For example,
Is that the
anime
that you've watched?
Not yet. This is the list of anime that's airing right now.
Okay.
So yeah, we're looking at this. Assassin's Creed. I'm kind of watching this. Ito, pinapanood ko na to sa YouTube because they have an official YouTube stream for that. Available to Singapore and Southeast Asia. Philippines. Included. So Sword Art Online. I'm watching Sword Art Online. Yun yung parang middle level. Yun yung level floor natin eh. Yung Sword Art Online talaga. Yan. Ninja Azure Lane, I watch it.
Azure Lane. Okay. I hear that name a lot, but I have no idea what it's about.
It's a mobile game based on World War II warships.
Are the warships personified into beautiful women?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like Kankole? Do you know that?
Yeah, it's Kankole, but it's made in China.
Okay, so Azure Lane's the Chinese version?
No, Azure Lane is like a different Kankole, made by a different company, made by a different team.
Okay.
So it's basically, ang advantage ni Azure Lane kasi is that they're populist.
They're what?
They're a populist game.
Populist game. What do you mean exactly by a populist game?
Hindi magawa ni Kankole yung mga gusto ng mga fans, so they jump into Azure Lane because Azure Lane does what the fans want. We have a meme competition. Official meme competition.
Okay. So they got better public relations. Basically.
Yeah.
And they give the fans what they really, really want.
Yes. Yeah, that's one advantage of Azure Lane. Okay, I also watched this another series. I call it God Bless Me.
God bless me.
Yeah.
That guy looks like Melodias.
This one? This one?
The blonde dude, yeah.
Oh, she's a girl.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. It's anime. You don't know.
In cosplay, everyone's a girl unless otherwise. That's the thing. Diba? Back to your case,
okay,
cosplaying.
What's your opinion on Traps or Not Gay? Agree or disagree?
They can do whatever they want, but at the end of the day, they're still guys dressing up.
Okay. So let's say you went to a con and you saw a really pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
You go to her and you do your moves and you're like, hey, can I get your number? I think you're cute.
Mm.
And then,
example lang tayo.
When she talks, you realize it's a man.
Para, can I get your number though? I would love to have you on the podcast.
You know what? Maybe in the future when if ever I come back and I rejoin podcast, I'll do a trap cosplay.
Alright. Sige, tawagin natin yung ano, mga...
Have you ever crossed me though?
No!
You've never called... It's, you've been in this community for
10 years.
For 10 years.
I only write stories. I only take photos. I only record videos. And I... Ito yung ano eh. It all boils down to this. I really appreciate people creating something that na ako hindi ko magawa eh. With my physique and all that. Kasi naghanap pa ako ng babagay sa akin eh.
Okay.
Pero it will be long before makapag-isip eh, matanda na ako nun eh. I'm old.
So,
yeah.
There's hope, don't worry. I'm pretty sure there's a character out there who fits you perfectly. You can just...
In due time.
Yeah.
Let's call Judith.
We can call it the one.
The one thing.
The one perfect match.
Tawagin natin si Judith.
Judith.
Ah, okay. Bills mo. Then at this point in time, nakikipaglokohan na lang kay Scar, and really, Scar, thank you for having, thank you for sharing your time here.
I've always wanted to be in a podcast. It's a good experience. It's nice to go on and talk
to the point na, hey, ano ang ulit topic natin? Or are we supposed to be
talking about? What were we supposed to do? Did we forget something?
Ganun, di ba? Yeah, we actually forgot something. So, recap ulit ang mga events from January to June. January, February. February will be the Ozine Fest. Otakwa Expo, right? After Winter Ozine Fest, sa February, we have the Otakwa Expo Anime Manga Edition. So, they are doing these kinds of events na in this format. And always SM Mega Mall. Okay, so March, April, around that time, cosplay carnival.
Cosplay carnival.
Tapos, siguro mga May, June. June is Toycon season. And June is also Bono Dere season at Cebu. Otaku Fest 2020 will be happening on February 2. So, on the month of February din. I mean, so yeah, mga bye sa Cebu. Hindi man ako makapunta ng Otaku Fest, punta akong Bono Dere. Because, depende kasi sa budget yan eh. If I can go to Arcon or Otaku Fest, that will still depend on my budget. Pero for now, I want to explore new events.
Yeah, cons here are very expensive.
Especially, especially going place to place.
Yeah. And that's the thing, the fare, you gotta like pay a lot for the fare. And if you don't have a car and you're a cosplayer, you're gonna have like a really hard time. Imagine like commuting. And we all can agree that commuting here in Manila is very inconvenient. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's something we can all agree on.
It's almost there in Cebu. But what's the traffic in Zamboanga look like?
I guess in Zamboanga there's like as long as like you avoid the highways, it's mostly the highways during rush hour. But when it's not rush hour, the traffic is like really fine. But that's based on my observation last year. I'm not sure about right now because I haven't been back there in a year, so I'm not really sure. But I'm pretty sure it's still a lot better compared. I'm really glad. But you guys are still lucky because in the first place you have so many cons.
Yeah, so many cons.
Jeez, dude, right after Christmas, you have like 1 week full of events. Damn, that's like cosplayer heaven. But it's like if you want to be a cosplayer here, but have like a convenient time. Have a convenient time. It'd be nice to like have a car, you know, and have like some kind of person who can assist you, because cosplay is not easy.
Yes, it's not easy.
You think you can just like, you think putting on the costume is easy? It's not. It can like really be inconvenient sometimes, especially if you have like a bulky costume.
Not to mention yung pagdadala mo ng costume.
Yeah, you mean like
venue. Sako bag. Sako bag is real.
Plus their baggage counters are always full.
So kailangan maaga ka pumunta doon. Yeah. In your experience so far, what can you provide tips sa mga cosplayers?
Let's see. Okay, if you're a cosplayer, if you're starting out, just stick to what you can do and do it the best way you can. Like you don't have to go to the extremely complicated outfits. If you can do like simple, then just like start simple, you know, stick with simple. But try to execute it as best you can, okay? Because let's say you do a very simple. Who is a simple looking character?
Simple
looking. Yeah, very.
I have this character by the name of. See him, I was looking at Saikano.
Saikano.
Yeah. See. Bakit hindi ko natatanda yung pangalan when I need it?
How to raise a boring girlfriend?
Yan.
But
Tomoya.
Tomoya.
That guy, Tomoya.
Okay, so it's like a regular school uniform.
Yeah, regular guy. Regular guy.
It's like if you work out for a while, it's like you can pull this guy off with just contacts. Because you already have the glasses, you just need the uniform and like.
Maybe I would prefer wearing contacts. Hindi ako magaling doon.
You've never worn contacts before?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and wearing contacts, that's another thing. It's not everyone gets used to it. That's all I'm gonna say. Like some people, they get used to it like really fast. For other kinds of people, especially with those with very sensitive eyes, it's not easy.
Jim, okay. So I guess that's about it. We're it's 3:34 and as much as we'd like to talk longer hearts and anything under the sun, basically we'll talk about cosplay, we'll talk about anime, we'll talk about our choices in our lives, we'll talk about events, we'll talk about the cosplay community in Zamboanga.
Magical girls. Our favorite animes, our genres.
Mm-hmm. So where do we find you?
Oh, I got my own page and my own personal page. You can add me as a friend and also like and follow my personal cosplay page. So that my cosplay page is Scar Cosplay PH. So that's Scar Cosplay PH.
Okay, I'm typing that on the PC. Right, so yeah. I think that's about it for our 60th episode. Kalmado lang tayo dito, no?
Please.
Yeah. So let's give a shout out to Scarfader. Thank you very much for again being here.
Thank you very much, Jay. I had a great time here.
At uwi na tayo sa ating mga tahanan and do our things.
That wraps up another episode of Keepsakes the Podcast. New episodes can be heard at anchor.fm/keepsakes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Leave your voice messages to this podcast through the Anchor app, available on Google Play and App Store. Don't forget to visit me on social media for updates. Facebook.com/KeepsakesByJ, Twitter @JayAgonoy, YouTube.com/JayAgonoy, and my blog at www.jayagonoy.xyz. Shout out to Lee Rosie Bear for the music. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Until next time.